welcome to episode 165
of Anime and Us.
I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
All right, guys. Last episode, I picked Mobile Suit Gundam, the 08th MS Team. I didn't read this ahead of time. Original video animation, OVA anime series. Is it really original if it's like
what
set in another series?
What is the difference between an OVA series?
I don't know.
And a regular
because anime? Original video animation,
right? And I thought OVAs were like single episodes added to the
films and series made specifically for release in home video formats without prior showings on television or in theaters. Oh, okay. So I guess an OVA is made more specifically for like DVD sales and stuff.
Okay,
because they just said like it's not going to be on TV or anything.
So it's like a direct-to-video.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, that makes more sense. You have to go back up the original animation, how good the original, and then hit back.
I don't really f*** around on my computer so often. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it's an OVA.
So yeah.
That makes sense now, because when I hear original video animation, I'm like, oh, this isn't connected to anything else, but I know this is connected. Like, it's part of the UC timeline.
Well,
anyway.
I honestly just thought OVAs were just extra episodes on
the
end of the seasons.
So. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense for those, too. Like, they make them for when the DVDs come out. Oh, here's something extra. Buy it, and you can watch it.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense, yeah. Huh. Okay. I mean, well, there you go. I mean, this was probably made like that because it's a spinoff from the original series, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably like...
Well, it's not... I wouldn't call it a spinoff. Anyway. Released January 25th, 1996... to July 25th, 1999, a 12-episode series. Well, how can you release it in a span of time like that? Like, you're releasing episodes? Maybe you're releasing DVDs by DVDs, like one set of four DVDs, four episodes.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's like...
That's weird.
Volume one of MS, you know.
I guess. Details the exploits of an Earth Federation ground unit during the One-Year War, specifically a month after the beginning of the original 1979 Gundam series. I didn't know that. That kind of helps me a bit. And into the final weeks of the war.
So this leads into the end of the war. How long was this series? Like, oh,
what do you mean series?
Like
the UC timeline?
No. The 8th Gundam thing. What was the time period from when it started to when it ended?
We just read it. So it starts 1 month after the 1 year war.
Yes.
And then into the final weeks of the war. So almost a full year.
So the war only lasted a year.
Yeah. Well, the 1 year war.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't placed in
the movie. I mean, I'm just assuming by the title of the name of the war.
So the first Mobile Suit Gundam was only like a year long?
No, the first 1 year. The 1 year war was only a year long. What do you mean?
Like.
The first anime that I watched?
Yeah.
That takes place right before this in the timeline?
Uh huh.
That's not 1 year long. That anime aired is right before this one, like in the timeline. It's only a month later. So the one I watched, Mobile Suit Gundam,
mm-hmm.
It ends on the last episode, mm-hmm. And then 1 month later, this happens.
Okay, so this is a continuation of the same war.
Timeline. Yes, not the same war.
Because they end it in the Mobile Suit Gundam?
That was like a space, I don't want to call it a war, I think there was technically supposed to be in a treaty or something, I can't remember. But I don't know, this is the 1 year war.
Okay, this is the 1 year war between the Zion Federation and the
Zions and the Federation. Zions are the Martians.
Zions and the Federations. Yes.
Federations are the Earth.
Gotcha.
The Earth Federation. Doesn't matter.
I don't know why I'm trying to piece this together.
But it's set in the Universal Century timeline. So that's the second anime in that timeline I'd have to watch. So yes, I can watch the third one now.
Okay. Good for you.
All right.
Yeah.
Premise?
Yeah, go ahead. Go do a premise.
The first episode airs, and you've got Shiro and Miguel. Shiro's the main character. Miguel's kind of like the nerdy sidekick, essentially.
Yeah.
And they're child soldiers. They're probably 15 or 16. They're coming to Earth, but they're in space, and then there's like a battle. But essentially, the whole premise is him and Miguel are going to be placed into the 08th MS team, and Shiro's going to be the commander for that team of like... Three mobile suits. Two of them are Gundams. The other ones are just a mobile suit. And then they've got like an APC tank.
Yes.
And they just do missions and stuff. Now there's an overarching plot line of him falling in love and deserting and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get into that.
I guess we will.
What is a bit different than this than all the other Gundams is, in all the other Gundams, like, the main character is in charge of this super powerful Gundam that just rips all these mobile suits apart, mm-hmm. and It's more anime fantasticalness. This is more like, all right, they're in war, and this is just their mission. Go do your mission. Go finish your mission. Yeah, go do the next mission. Finish it. It's
very episodic.
It's a bit episodic.
Yes, it's episodic.
A bit. It's not as bad.
You can tell when Sean likes something.
That's not as bad as other episodes.
He defends stuff that does he would not normally defend if he was.
It's not like each episode is its own self-contained mission. They might have one or two of those in the 12 episodes.
It's worse. Sometimes a mission spans out for 3 episodes.
Yes, that's a good thing. That's not episodic.
But when it's not necessary.
Well, that's fair.
When you can tell a story in an episode, don't drag it out, Dragon Ball Z style.
I think they're trying to do the pacing and everything. Like,
pacing's
it, slow. Hurry up and wait.
Super slow pacing in this show.
Oh, just wait till the next episode.
Yeah, well, it's different with the next one. That one has hundreds of episodes. This one has 12. Or was it 13? Was it 12?
12.
12. All right, so did you like it, Sean?
I liked it. You know, it's time. What was it, like 1995?
Something like that.
It's not bad, considering, like, not necessarily whether or not I liked it or not, but like the art style, the voice act, right? For its timeline, that's all pretty good. That's either on par or better than it was for 1995. There's a lot of shit 1995 anime and cartoons and shit out there. So on a technical level, it gets good grades. Whether or not I liked it, I did like it. It wasn't the worst Gundam I've ever seen, that's for damn sure. It wasn't the best.
Well, considering this is only the second Gundam I've ever seen, this is the worst Gundam I've ever seen.
I mean, that's fair. 00 was pretty good.
I didn't like Gundam 00 either. I hated that one. You didn't hate
it as much as this one.
No.
That means you liked it a little bit.
Not really.
I hated this one less.
I hated that one less. Exactly. This one was garbage.
I didn't mind it.
The characters were either stupid or annoying.
The problem with the characters, in my opinion, is they're super one-dimensional.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the girl is just the strong leader girl that doesn't trust men.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. But
then the new guy, the big muscly new guy that joins them is the lone wolf type that is the gristled veteran that joined from his old crew and everyone died on his own crew. And that's there's no real development.
No.
Even though, like, there's an episode dedicated to him, like, sort of learning, like, that's it. Like, sort of not just learning, but, like, being like, oh, okay, I can be calm. Like, at the third mission, everyone isn't going to die. Like, it's not really progress. It's just one episode of something happening.
But, like, the characters are just stupid sometimes. Like, the main character is supposed to be this commander, this best guy to do in his role. And in the very first mission, he just runs off by himself to chase down a Gundam for no reason. And then everyone's like, your guy's not coming back. And then he's celebrated when he comes back for doing something stupid.
Yeah.
And then there's the stupid kid. He's distracted by his girlfriend and his letter.
That was kind of funny.
He almost gets his commander killed at one time by almost grinding him into a mobile suit. And then it's just like, oh, he's just, you know, this is just stupid. You're a soldier in war. And you're just constantly distracted. You can get, at some point, every character in the 8th mobile suit almost got the entire team killed.
Because they're obsessed with their own little world. Whatever's going on in their little world at the moment, they're so obsessed with it that the entire team almost dies. Yes.
Yes. Because they're either annoying or they're stupid.
Mm-hmm. The only one that actually makes any sense, I guess, would be the grizzled veteran with, like, the whole... He's got PTSD.
But even
he's got PTSD. That makes a little sense, at least.
Even him, his... Like, why is everyone so mean to him? Like, I get it.
That's a pretty common thing, from what I understand in the military.
What that
if your team dies and you like and you're the survivor, like, it's a pretty common thing for you to be shit on. I don't know why.
Maybe that's a thing in the military, because I don't know. It just seems a little ridiculous that all the soldiers are.
I think the idea is, like, you didn't do everything you could. You could have saved them if you tried harder, because, like, if you had died, then you would have done everything that you could.
Well, that's stupid.
You know what I mean? I think that's kind of the idea.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
And then there's the both sides are evil. To a comic like degree.
Well, yes, but I think that was also the point of the show for Shiro's point of view, is like, he's in the Federation, he's fighting these Zeons, and clearly the Zeons are evil, but at the same time, he slowly starts to realize, why am I fighting for the Federation?
And I get that, but they're both stupid comically evil. Like,
yes.
Why is the Zeon guy so obsessed with creating this stupid robot? What's his plan? What's his goal with this robot?
Gotta destroy the Federation.
Yeah, for what purpose?
The Martians can be left alone.
It's not even invincible. It almost gets destroyed like 4 times. He literally kills his own team, his own soldiers, to get this stupid machine built for no reason.
Oh, and he poisoned all the scientists that helped create it.
Why? And then it-
Well, probably because, like, so, like, from what I gather, he's, like, the commander of, like, he's got a lot of resources and stuff, so he's, like, a commander in the military, right?
Well, I...
Well, he's created this thing. If the rest of the military f***ing finds out what he has, they're gonna want it.
Well, I got the impression he was, like, a nobleman on that side.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm getting across. Like, he's got a lot of money and stuff, but if the rest of the military finds out what he has, they're going to want control over it, and he doesn't want that, so he silenced everybody.
No, he purposely killed the other commander so he wouldn't stop him from completing the thing that he knew they were building.
I didn't follow that at all.
What did I just say?
Yeah.
That other commander guy that's under the Zions that he doesn't like that comes in and stuff like that, he kills him.
Yeah, maybe he's an asshole. I don't know.
To stop him from telling command to stop him from building the machine that he's already building. So they already know he's building it.
Sure, but maybe, you know, specific, like, how exactly strong. I don't know. It works.
And then the other side just as worse. They're just going to kill Shiro because they just kill our soldiers for no reason.
Well, they want to kill him because he would be abandoning.
Yeah, no, the main commander guy was like, he already set the whole thing up so that he can kill him in action out there.
Yeah. And if he deserts.
Yeah, if he deserts.
Yeah, well then he's deserved.
Instead of just, you know,
arresting and court-martialing. I get that. No,
it was just comically evil.
I do
for
get
no
that. I wouldn't call that comically evil.
No, that was comically evil because he's the evil one.
That's
and then
a
his
thing that
and
happens.
Then, and then his commander under him is like, you know, like, we can't do this. Yeah. It's comically evil.
Maybe. But like that is a thing that has happened.
I'm sure.
You just desert in the heat of the moment, you get shot at.
You can, sure, but that's not what this was. And then there's the whole Romeo and Juliet storyline, which is just stupid, all the whole thing.
That's a pretty common thing.
They met, I know, that's an anime trope, but.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they've met, like, twice throughout the entire series, and all of a sudden they're in love.
Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe you could have a crush on her, but the love thing.
Enough to desert?
Yeah. That's a weird one. That didn't make any sense. That's what kind of brings down whether or not I like this. It was that plot line.
It was the whole plot line, and then
his whole reason for deserting, yes.
Yes, and that's pretty much the thing. There's a bunch of missions where they're fighting each other, and then he realizes that, you know, the other side's not so bad, and then there's a giant fight at the end where they
work together and take down the big noon mech with her brother.
And everybody thinks we're dead. Then we get a weird
extra episode.
Epilogue episode.
Well, he's still alive, and they wanted to show you that.
It would have been better if they were just left it ambiguous, honestly.
Well, I don't think it would have been ambiguous if they had left it on the 11th episode. I would have been like, oh, f***ing dead.
Well, no, if they would have just...
That didn't feel ambiguous. No. Like, that was a big-ass explosion and a mech half blown up.
No, if they would have, like, gone into the 12th... Because the 12th episode, they take all the main characters and it's like, we're introducing these kids for no reason because you need to know these kids that are in this episode for half this episode for no reason at all. And
Aina and Shiro raised them for, like, a couple weeks or whatever. Right. Gave them new names
and
from all their comrades.
You could have left it at that.
You didn't even need the kids, honestly. No. They could have just found them.
Yeah. Like, I didn't like the show.
How'd you feel about the nudity?
I mean, it was...
Because the girl was naked in it. She was probably... So here's the thing. Shiro's probably 16 at the oldest, right? Mm-hmm. They're in the jungle. There's, what do they call them?
Rebels?
Rebels. Human rebels that are fighting against whoever comes across them. But they end up pairing up with the Federation. And one of the rebels is a girl who is younger than Shiro. They, like, explicitly say she's younger than Shiro mm-hmm. by at least a few years. And you see her completely naked swimming. Like, you see everything. Like, it's full nudity.
Yeah.
But then later on, when Aina's naked, who's probably Shiro's age, you don't see naked. It felt really weird to do that. Like, why do you have the younger one? It just felt super weird.
Maybe because the younger one's flat-chested?
But she's, like, 13. Like, what are you doing here?
I'm not
that 16's better. Well, it's a little better, but it's not, like, good. You know what I mean? It shouldn't be happening.
No, it's, like...
And then, but what's weird is that it's no Ichi stuff, so, like, it's in and out. It's there, it happened, it's gone.
Yeah, it was... I don't know why they put it in there. Maybe they just wanted to draw it in. That girl distracted me anyway every time she was on screen, because
she was loud. No. And in your face.
Because she looked like Ed from Cowboy Bebop.
A little bit.
So I was like, this is she's in the wrong show.
She was a bit annoying, though.
Yeah, I mean...
I like the show. Look, I'm not going to give it a 10 out of 10, but I'll give it a 6. I enjoyed watching it. I could see myself watching it again if, like, someone I knew that wanted to watch it.
Nope.
One thing I really liked about it is the realism. So, like, how, like, it's not just a Gundam ripping other Gundams apart. Well, you know what I mean?
The one thing that I did give the show is that they weren't mechs in space. So, they were, like, on Earth. So, that was a
refresh. Besides the first episode.
Besides the first episode. I literally don't know what happens in that first episode because we watched it together and I was tuned out for half of it.
Oh,
so, I only really saw all the Earth stuff. And I wasn't going back and rewatching an episode of Gundam if I don't have to. And so, there's that. But, no, I'm at a 4, but because of my...
That's not too far off, to be honest. I would have assumed you'd have been a 3.
But because of my rules, it automatically loses a point for being a mech. It is a 3.
Disagree.
It's a 3.
Wrong.
It's a 3. No, I'm not right. You're an apologist. A Gundam apologist.
I think 6 is fair. I think 5 would be fair. I think going 1 up or 1 down, depending if you happen to really like it or, you know, whatever. I think 1 up or 1 down for my score would be fair.
No way.
Not you.
No. It's not fair. Just because you like it doesn't give it a pass.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. Anyway, we're moving on from stupid Gundam.
You want to say your pick for category N?
No, there's, again, not a lot in N.
The only other thing was Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
But that's another mech anime, and he can't deal with more than one mech anime in a row.
No. And the only other anime that I heard of was Ninja Scroll, and if we're gonna do ninjas, we might as well do Naruto, right? So.
It's the big one.
So yeah, and we haven't covered Naruto yet. I think this is the last one of the big ones, shonen ones that we haven't covered
yet. Did we do Bleach?
Yeah.
We did One Piece.
We did One Piece, we did Bleach.
Naruto.
We did Dragon Ball.
Did we do Z?
Not yet.
Well, that kind of... Z is kind of...
But, you know...
Dragon Ball isn't the big three or whatever.
Our first episode was technically Dragon Ball Z. We, like, that's what we kind of...
Yeah, but we didn't really go over it.
No. But, you know... But we touched on Dragon Ball. We touched on Dragon Ball Z. And we do Dragon Ball Z movies, like, that's every freaking week. So...
Sorry.
But, yeah, so I think Naruto's the last real show. Like, we've even covered other shonens that weren't into, like, Fairy Tail and stuff like that, so...
The Hunter x Hunter.
Hunter x Hunter is another big one, yeah.
But it's a big one, but it's not like these big ones.
No. But yeah, so Naruto's... It's due.
Yeah, that's fair. Alright, so plot. In a world of mystical and powerful enemies lurk in every nation. In a world of mystical and powerful enemies. In a world where mystical of... That seems a really weird wording. Am I wrong?
Where are you?
Where are you? Plot. In a world of mystical and powerful enemies lurk... They could just... Where mystical and powerful... Am I wrong? That wording of sounds really weird.
The wording is off. In a world of mystical and powerful enemies. Okay.
Lurk in every nation. It should be in a world where mystical and powerful enemies lurk in every nation.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Or it should be in a mystical and powerful world, enemies lurk in every nation.
A legendary nine-tailed demon fox attacked the ninja village Konoha, killing many innocent people. In response of a desperate measure from the people, the leader of the village, the fourth Hokage, sacrificed his life to defeat the demon fox. By sacrificing his own life, he sealed the demon fox into a very young boy named Naruto Uzumaki. Naruto has lost his parents during the attack.
Dude, this is like spoilers. We don't find this for like 100
episodes.
Yeah,
whatever. I'm done.
We're only covering the first arc.
Which is like 50-something episodes?
Yeah, something like that. The first Chunin exists. And also, we have both seen the series, so...
Yeah.
So, you know.
Alright.
Just going into it. But yeah.
Next episode.
Naruto.
See you guys.
Bye.